Georgia Tech was not as selective in admissions back then as it is today, and it relied instead on a sort of Darwinian weeding out process, focused entirely on grades. As Clough tells it, it was a very cold social and academic environment. Not a lot of fun. Even by the early 1990s, Georgia Tech was graduating only 65% of its incoming students. Students were not finishing because they found both the curriculum and the atmosphere rather gray, and the school a place that did not celebrate student success. Clough's view, as he assumed the presidency, was that our country desperately needed more good scientists, engineers, and entrepreneurs, so his school couldn't afford to be losing one-third of its prospective grads by graduation day. Clough said he realized that only by offering the right education, not just more education, would we get more students applying and more students graduating. Clough began rethinking Georgia Tech's approach by reflecting on his own experiences as a working engineer. He knew from his own life that some of the best engineers he had collaborated with over the years had not been the best engineering students. They knew how to think creatively, he said. They might not be the ones who could solve the calculus equation better than anyone else, but they were the ones who could define the problem that the calculus had to solve better than anyone else. They were often people with character, and that something intangible. The more time he spent on campus, the more Clough also noticed that an awful lot of the talented students were interested in creative outlets other than what they were experiencing in the classroom. Filmmaking or music making or some other offbeat hobby. These students were interesting people when you talked to them. I began to think, boy, wouldn't it be nice to have more of these sorts of interesting people around campus? It makes the place more enjoyable, and it helps make the student who is more one-dimensional more multidimensional by having them bump shoulders with these other kinds of kids. So Clough decided to do something about it. Beginning in the late 1990s, he gradually altered the admissions policies at Georgia Tech, having his admissions office focus specifically on recruiting and admitting good engineering students who also played musical instruments, sang in a chorus, or played on a team. The idea was that people who have other interests tend to be able to communicate, tend to be more social, tend to ask for help more readily when they need help, tend to help others more who need help, tend to think horizontally, tend to be able to tie things together from different disciplines and fields. The result, said Clough, today more than 50% of Georgia Tech's entering freshmen have played musical instruments or participated in some kind of musical group. So many that Clough's biggest challenge now is building more recital rooms and concert areas on campus. I created a monster, he joked. He also created more graduates. Graduation rates rose from 65% when he arrived to 76% by 2005. And they are different kinds of graduates. The student response has been great, said Clough. We have seen a large increase in students taking music courses. We had little in the way of chamber ensembles, and now we have over a dozen. We never had a chamber orchestra group on this campus. Now we have five. We have computer music synthesizing groups, jazz groups, and virtual and robotic drummers all over the place. Virtual drumming is a technology that allows you to point at any object and it starts to drum, only at tech school. The robotic drums use artificial intelligence to trigger the drumming.